Exhible que se adapte a vuestro día a día cambiante. Y en Vaughan tenemos justo lo que tú y tu empresa necesitáis. Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome, welcome, though.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what's today? Today's Wednesday, I believe, right, Mummin?
Hello.
How are
Richard?
You?
Fine, thank you.
All right, yes, today's Wednesday, and I know it's Wednesday because I can see Mummin looking at me from across the other side of the table. And are you doing okay today?
Yes, I'm doing well.
All right. What time did you get up this morning?
I got up at 6.
At 6 o'clock?
Yes.
All right. Were you the only one at home?
No, I wasn't.
Was your husband at home?
My husband was at home.
Was he was he still asleep when you got up?
Asleep when yeah,
okay.
I got up. Yeah.
Was he still asleep when you left home?
Yes, he was still asleep when I got home.
When I got home. Last night?
When I left home.
Ah, when you left home.
Sorry.
Did you say goodbye?
No, I didn't.
All right, so you didn't wake him up?
No.
All right, you didn't wake him up. So what time did you leave home?
I left home at 6:45.
At 6:45? Yeah, ask me what time I left home.
What time did you leave home?
I left home at 7:05. 7:05. I left later than you. Ask, why did you leave home so early?
Because I don't trust the traffic. Because sometimes when I leave 10 minutes later, I'm in a rush, you know. I'm nervous because of the traffic.
You run into more traffic than you expected.
And I don't trust it.
How long did it take you to get here this morning?
It took me around 19 minutes or something.
19 minutes. Around 19 and a half minutes.
Yes.
Maybe 19 minutes and 20 seconds.
So I was here, I think.
I
got here at 7:05.
All right. 7:05.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do? Did you stay? Did you come directly here?
I listened to your program.
I was reading
a little bit of things in.
It's from your cell phone.
Yes.
On your cell phone. So you were killing time.
I was killing time.
Did you park in the garage or did you park out on the street?
I parked out of the street.
Out on the street.
I parked out on the street.
Yeah. You say I parked on the street? Or I parked out, ahí fuera, en la calle.
Ah, okay.
So you parked out on the street. All right, did you park near here or far from here?
Near here.
Was it easy or difficult to find a parking place?
It was very easy.
A piece of cake. Okay, ask me where I parked this morning.
Where did you park this morning?
Downstairs, as usual.
Yeah?
All right. Ask me if I came up here by elevator or on the stairs.
Did you come here by elevator or
by the stairs?
By the stairs.
Both. I came up one flight of stairs and then I caught the elevator because I can't come all three flights.
No.
It's locked.
Ah, okay.
You see the secret entrance.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of COVID, now we have a different timetable.
Really?
And so there's no receptionist now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so my secret.
Do you have a secret?
It's not a secret. Back entrance.
Okay.
but it is an entrance. It's a way that surprisingly most people at the beginning when we started working here didn't know. And I remember Augusto. You know Augusto, yeah? He's in charge. He's a bit like the installations manager, the facilities manager. Yeah. And we coincided in the garage, parking garage. And I went up my way.
Mm-hmm.
He went up another way. And when he got here, I was already here. He said, how did you get here so quickly? I said, come with me. So I took him back. We went back down and I showed him my secret way, which is a very easy way. I mean,
really?
But people didn't know about it.
Okay.
Yeah. But yesterday I learned a new secret. Yesterday,
again.
after working here for 10 years, Kike... showed me a back route.
Really?
Yes, una ruta trasera, a back route to the Tienda Baugan on, yeah, on the corner. And I didn't know it. Have you ever met Kike?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you
is
live
it
in...
Is it a corridor underground,
no,
or something?
No, it's just back near here.
Okay.
Back that way. So he showed me the back route. So, ask me what I'm going to do today.
What are you going to do today?
I'm going to do Can't You Tell?
Can't You Tell?
Can't You Tell?
Yeah. Can't You Tell? Yeah.
No,
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 no, me,
I don't know.
No me entiendes.
Sí, que si lo notas, que si lo noto.
Uh-huh, sí.
You're going to relax.
No. What do you? What looks strange about me right today?
Your beard?
No. Well, maybe, no.
Ah, your suit?
No. Sorry? My face, I'm wearing makeup.
Ah.
And don't you realize? Or you didn't realize?
I realized something. I noticed, yes.
So, what am I going to do today?
You're going to record some videos or some...
Yeah, some TV programs.
Some TV programs.
Yeah.
Ah, what about?
No, teaching English.
Okay.
You know, right now I'm competing against myself.
Okay.
Because in Televisión Española, I'm on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. In fact, you...
Really?
Yeah, you can... In real time, I don't think you can see me on the internet yet. on the internet yet. But you can go in and there are 380... 380 something programs, maybe 387 programs. Have you ever seen any of these programs?
Yes.
All right. And it's interesting because at the end of this month, we will complete program. I will complete program number 400.
Oh.
Okay. Each class is 26 minutes. No se me abre esto. Eh? Each class is 26 minutes. Now I'm going to do another 200.
Oh. Well.
Now, during starting,
you have different levels or
no? Yes, well, yes and no.
Mm.
Right now, I'm entering low advanced,
okay,
which means I'm. I mean, I started last year on class number one at beginners, so it's a progressive.
Okay.
Of course, there are different levels, but
yeah,
you,
yeah.
If you want to start at the intermediate, probably you need to go in class number 150.
Yeah.
You see. I go very carefully, covering
mm-hmm.
every nook and cranny of the
yeah.
language. And starting on October 4th, you will be able to see class number 401. And I'm going to fly.
Until you're going to fly?
Yeah. Vamos a...
With your magic carpet.
Yeah. Vuelo supersónico. You were talking about that yesterday.
Yes.
And so... it's going to be very dynamic.
Okay.
The last 200 classes are going to be fast and furious.
Okay.
Even more than the radio classes. So I'm going to go fast. I'm going to go dynamically. So it's very high level. It will be very high level, but
uh-huh.
I will stop and hover over certain aspects of the language. Do you understand hover?
Yes, I think so.
You do? Well, what does hover mean?
Cover. It's like...
The cover?
Cover.
No. Cover and
no.
hover are not the same.
Dig into.
No.
No.
No, to hover is what a helicopter does when it stops.
Ah, yes. Ah, yeah, yes.
And it's hovering above.
Yeah, yeah. I know, I know.
So I will hover above certain aspects mm-hmm. of the language, which means I'll be progressing, moving forward, but they'll stop.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's used figuratively.
Yeah.
We'll hover. Oh, hovercraft. Have you ever crossed the English Channel?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Come on, I think so. Have
yes.
you ever crossed the
yes,
English
yes,
Channel
I
or
have,
not?
I have, yes. Yes, I have.
All right. How many times have you crossed the English Channel?
Twice.
Twice. And where did you cross from?
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
I know that I crossed again the English Channel, but I don't know where I went.
You don't know where you
no,
went?
I don't remember.
So, but did you cross from Calais to Dover? From
yes.
Dover to Calais?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I don't know what show, I don't know what program this is. You see, but there I am every day.
Okay.
For 30 minutes. And right now, conforme te hablo, right now, conforme te estoy hablando.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that? Right now?
As I speak to you.
As I'm talking.
As I'm talking to you.
Yeah, speak to you is too formal.
Yeah.
Right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm on television as well, so I'm competing against myself. Yes. Ask me which show is better, this one or that one?
Which show is better, this one or that one?
That one is better if you really want to follow a method.
Yeah.
Because I teach on my show, but I jump around. Yes. And there I'm not jumping around. Sometimes I'll tell a story. Some of the stories you probably heard on the radio.
Yeah.
But it's more formal. It's more progressive, moving forward with the language. All right. So ask me how many times I've crossed the English Channel.
How many times have you crossed the English Channel?
Well, if you don't include crossing by plane, of course.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think maybe, let's see, one, two, three, maybe three times. Four times, maybe four times. Ask me when I crossed the English Channel for the first time.
When did you cross the English Channel for the first time?
The English. The.
When did you cross the English Channel for the first time?
In 1974. July 1974.
When you came here?
Well, I came here the second time. I had already been here. Mm-hmm. How do you say, ya había estado aquí?
I have already been
ya
here.
Había estado aquí.
I had already been here.
I'd already been here. Yeah. Doll. ¿Cómo se dice una muñeca?
Doll.
Doll. Y pon ahí delante.
I'd already been here.
Yeah, I'd already been here.
I'd already been here.
Yeah, you see?
Yes.
It's not difficult.
No.
If you just practice it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd already done it. I'd already been there. I'd already seen him. I'd already. And then I've already. Etc. I'd already been here for a year as a student previously. You see, I was here from 72 to 73. And I left in June 73. Went back to the States. Completed my higher education.
Mm-hmm.
¿Did you say educación superior?
Higher education.
Yes, and then I decided to come back. But I drove from Tulsa, Oklahoma with a friend to Atlanta, Georgia. Ask me how long it took to drive from Oklahoma to Georgia.
How long did it take you to drive from Oklahoma to Georgia?
I think it took 3 days. Ask me why I went to Georgia.
Why did you go to Georgia?
My sister was living there. Ask me why.
Why was your sister living there?
Because her husband was doing his degree in dentistry.
Yes.
It's a 4-year postgraduate degree. To become a dentist, you need 8 years.
Do you have to be a doctor first in the United States?
No. There's a difference between a doctor of dental science.
Yeah.
A DDS, Doctor of Dental Science, and an MD, medical doctor.
Yeah.
But to be a dentist, you only need 4 years. To be a doctor, you need 8 years.
To be a dentist.
To be a dentist. But to be a doctor, you need 10 years and two more. Well, you need 12.
Wow.
12 years. Here, almost the same.
Yes. Yes, with a...
Specialization,
yes.
Because then you have internship and residency.
Yes. Some of them are shorter than others. But
all right. Ask me if I would like to be a doctor in my next life.
Would you like to be a doctor in your next life?
No, I'll pass on that. I'll pass on that. You know, if I were a doctor, I would prefer to be a family physician.
Yeah.
You know,
your
simply a
grandfather?
Like my grandfather. However, it's not very appreciated nowadays.
No.
You know? And I think the last time I spoke to a family physician, que es médico de familia, yeah, médico de cabecera, he told me that most of his patients were in their 80s.
Really?
Yeah. It was interesting. I said, you know, now if a person has a problem, they usually look directly for the specialist.
Yeah.
To an ear, nose, and throat specialist or to a dermatologist. You go directly to a dermatologist. And you don't go to a family physician.
Well, if you go through the Social Security, you have to go first to the family doctor.
Mm-hmm. All right. He said most of his patients were about 80 years old. And he said they didn't really want him to help them. They just simply wanted to talk.
Really?
Yeah. He said they had the problems they had were chronic of the age, typical of the age.
Loneliness.
Yeah, they were lonely.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was talking on this radio, I think, about these old ladies who go to the parks and feed the pigeons.
Yes.
You know, I said, look, please don't feed the pigeons. We need to reduce them.
It reminds me of Mary Poppins.
Yeah. But, you know, these old ladies, the pigeons are the only friends they have.
Yes, poor.
Yeah. Thanks. But getting back to crossing the English Channel, yeah, he came. We went to Atlanta because my sister was living there with her husband. And her husband was doing his dental studies. Asked me how long we stayed there.
How long did you stay there?
I think for about 4 or 5 days. Asked me if I did anything important there.
Did you do anything important there?
I sold my car.
Really?
Yeah. I was planning to come to Spain.
Yeah.
For at least one or two years. What was I going to do with my car?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Asked me if I had trouble finding a buyer.
Did you have trouble finding a buyer?
Yeah, well, it depends. I asked me if I placed an ad in the newspaper.
Did you place an ad in the newspaper?
Yes, I did. Asked me how long the ad was in the newspaper.
How long was the ad in the newspaper?
2 or 3 days only, because I was only there for 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember doing these things. And finally, we were leaving, my friend and I, we were leaving on Friday or Saturday for New York. And asked me when I sold the car.
When did you sell the car?
On Friday.
On Friday.
I had to sell it. So now what are we going to do?
In the nick of time.
In the nick of time, yeah. And they asked me how I sold it.
How did you sell it?
I drove to the Chrysler dealership.
Okay.
To the used car part of the dealership. Parked, walked in, and said, I want to sell my car. He got out. He left his office, went out, looked around under my car.
Yeah.
The typical. He was an expert, of course.
Okay.
He was the used car sales manager.
What brand was it?
A Plymouth, a Chrysler Plymouth.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you get a good price?
Yeah, just a second. Let me see. No, I didn't get a good price, but I had to sell it. Plymouth, I don't remember the model. Plymouth 1969, Lemon Twist.
Lemon Twist.
There it
okay.
is. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, look at that car.
Okay.
It's cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Show off.
It had one stripe, not two stripes. So I think it was this. Yeah, I don't remember if it had one stripe or two stripes on the hood.
Uh-huh.
It was something like that. And it was that color, eh? Lemon.
Yeah.
Lemon Twist. So it was a nice looking car.
Yes.
And so I sold it for, ask me how much I sold it for.
How much did you sell it for?
$600. All right.
Well, not much.
No.
Maybe 1974. At that time, yes, back then.
1974.
Maybe
it would be like 3,000 euros hoy. Or 5,000 euros.
Yeah, okay.
And he looked at it, got in, and he drove it around the block.
Yeah.
But only for about 5 minutes. And he comes back and said, $600. I said, okay. Signed the papers, and I flew to New York. Okay. Asked me if I flew to New York with my friend.
Did you fly to New York with your friend?
Yes, I did. And asked me if we stayed in New York.
Did you stay in New York?
I don't remember if we went into Manhattan or not.
Yeah.
Ask me why I don't remember.
Why don't you remember?
Because I know that we caught a plane to London. We flew to London.
Yeah.
Ask me where we stayed in London.
Where did you stay in London?
In a private home. Yes. Ask me whose home we stayed in.
Whose home
did you
stay in?
We stayed in the home of George's parents.
Your friend's parents.
No, not my friend. My friend's name was Bob.
Oh, okay.
All right.
George's.
George. This is a funny story. I've told it a couple of times, but not often. I don't remember. I mean, this is something. You know, I...
How do you say that? The nerve?
What
you have
nerve.
The nerve?
I had a lot of nerve. Yeah. I was fearless. Because in my last semester of the university, at the University of Texas, in one of the Spanish classes, there was a student by the name of George.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't become really good friends. We didn't. We were just classmates. But we were sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
And I told him I was going to Spain, but I was going to spend a week in London. And he said, well, you need to talk, you can stay with my parents. And he gave me their telephone number. Well, 1 month later, from Heathrow or Gatwick Airport, in the airport, I called.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, hi, I'm a classmate of George's. And they were a little taken aback. Taken aback means a little bit surprised, yeah, because they never called him George.
Okay.
They called him Trey, T-R-E-Y.
Okay.
But the lady, the mother, said, well, here's our address. Come here.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure if we caught a taxi from the airport or went into London.
Yeah.
To a central place and caught a taxi from there, because the taxis are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And we went to their house. Very, very nice house, my God.
Really?
The husband, the father, was the general manager for British operations of an American multinational.
Okay.
I can't remember. And so we stayed there. Por la, how do you say that? El gorro? El gorro?
Sí.
But it was nice. It was nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were the parents nice?
Oh, yeah. They're very, very nice.
Really?
Yeah. And but I'm a natural.
Yeah.
You see, I'm
gaining
people's confidence. Have you ever heard the expression a con man?
Yes, a con man. Yes, a con man. But a con man is a bit of timador, no?
Yes.
so you are...
Yeah, no, I'm not a con man. Let's see, word reference. If you go to word reference and look up con man...
Mm-hmm. Timador con un poco de gracia. It's like
No. Timador es estafador.
Yeah.
Is a con man. Embaucador.
Embaucador.
Yeah, it's a con man. And it comes with the word confidence.
Yeah.
Te gana la confianza.
But embaucador can mean something different as well. Someone who, when you flirt with someone, you
all
can...
Right. Yes, but it's not necessarily good intentions, right?
No, yes. All sometimes, right. Yeah.
Come on. Usually embaucador is bad intentions,
yes,
right?
Yes, bad intentions. Yeah.
All right. But a con man is a person who can te roba.
Te roba.
Vamos, y punto.
So were you a con man?
No.
Okay.
But I was good at gaining people's confidence.
Okay.
But I wasn't a confidence man, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A trickster. Yeah. So I gained their confidence. But I remember the mother. I remember both. They were very, very nice. And the mother drove us around London. Of course, she was driving on the left, on the British car.
Yeah.
So the steering wheel was on the right. And I remember sitting in the passenger seat. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
All right. You come right in the last minute. But in any case, I remember she almost had a traffic accident. I mean, I saw it coming, and I grabbed the steering wheel and pulled. She was going to drive right into another car.
Really?
I said, "It's not possible." Yeah, and I saw it coming, and she was not really. It was just she was
paying attention to you.
She was or to me or to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She was on cloud nine, and whoa! I said, "Oh my God, thank you." You see, I'll never forget that. She also told me a story that I often tell. The first time when they arrived in London. The first time she went to the supermarket, she had a basket full of items, groceries. She put them on the conveyor belt and the cashier, and then the cashier did nothing.
Yeah.
And she said, "But aren't you going to sack the groceries?" I said, "No, you sack the groceries." And she just left them there. Yeah. I don't know if it was before she paid or after she paid. I hope. you know, because you'd never seen that. You see, in the United States, the customer never sacks the groceries. Do you understand?
Sacks.
In bolsa.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. To sack the groceries. Yeah. And so she had never seen this.
Okay.
Sacking the groceries. Yeah. Sacking the groceries. And so, you see?
Yeah.
That's an employee, that picture.
This is a typical American box.
Well, yeah. The paper bags.
Paper bags, yeah.
Yeah, they're ecological, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sacking the groceries. But here's they have plastic bags, you see? But the customer never sacks the groceries in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There you see? It's an employee of the
supermarket
who is sacking the groceries. And you see it on television sometimes too. You see? Okay, we'll be right back.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites. Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome back. All right, second half hour. Tardo media hora en preparar una lista.
It takes me half an hour to prepare a list.
It takes me half an hour, half an hour, half an hour, half an hour, half an hour. That's the way to say half an hour. Hora y media?
An hour and a half.
Good. Dos horas y media?
2 hours, half and 2 hours.
2.5 hours.
All right. Media hora.
Half an hour.
Hora y media.
An hour and a half.
2 horas y media.
2.5 hours.
All right. Yeah. Día y medio.
A day and a half.
2 días y medio.
2 days and a half. Half and two days.
2.5. Un día y medio.
2 días y medio.
2.5 days.
Good. Semana y media.
A week and a half.
Good. 2 semanas y media.
A half and 2 week.
Ay. 2.5 weeks.
Good. Mes y medio.
A half and a month.
¿Por qué empiezas con a half?
A month and a half.
Good. Good. It's interesting how the nerves just destroy your natural. A month and a half. 2 meses y medio.
Two months and a half.
Empezar otra vez. Hora y media.
An hour and a half.
2 horas y media.
2.5 hours.
3 horas y media.
3.5 hours.
10 horas y media.
10.5 hours.
Hora y media.
An hour and a half.
Media hora.
Half an hour.
Half an hour. All right. Día y medio.
A day and a half.
Good. 2 días y medio.
Two and a half days.
2.5 days. 3.5 days. 4.5 days. 100.5 days. 10.5 days. 9.5 weeks. 2.5 weeks. Yes. Have you ever seen the movie 9.5 weeks?
Yes. Yeah.
9.5 weeks. Very erotic movie.
Yes.
9.5 weeks. Have you seen the movie?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's when they were very young, those two actors. 9.5 weeks. They don't say 9 weeks and a half.
No.
9.5 weeks. But you say a week and a half. A week and a half. You see, a week and a half. So, una unidad más una media. A week and a half, a day and a half, an hour and a half. A finger and a half. You know? But then 2.5 fingers. 2.5 days, 3.5 days, 5.5 weeks, 3.5 hours. Always. 3.5. Tres y medio horas. You understand?
Yes.
Ahora, hora y media. Una hora y media. Una hora y una mitad.
Yeah.
An hour and a half. Yeah. How long does this class last? This show?
Is this show lasts 2 hours.
Good. Good. Ask me if it used to last longer.
Did it used to last longer?
Did it used to last longer? Yes, it used to last 3 hours.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I often fell asleep in the last hour. All right. Yeah. And so, hora y media.
An hour and a half.
2 horas y media.
Two hours and a half.
2.5 hours.
You need to do something like,
I don't know if it's maybe yoga, maybe psychoanalysis or something to control your nerves. You need to find a way to control your nerves. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be yoga. I don't know. I'm not an expert on these things, but something that can soften the edge of your nerves. You follow? Some people just can't control it. Do you have that problem?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
But they used to.
You used to have that problem. All right.
Nerves
betray you. How do you say traicionar?
Your nerves betray you.
To betray. Yes. Tardo media hora en preparar una lista.
It takes me half an hour to prepare a list.
Estoy tardando mucho en preparar esta lista.
It's taking a long time to
prepare.
It's taking me a long time to prepare this list.
This
list.
Repeat.
It's taking me a long time to prepare this list.
It's taking me a long time. Yes. Tardé 2 años en aprender español.
It took me 2 years to learn Spanish.
¿Learn qué es?
Learn Spanish.
To learn Spanish. It took me 2 years to learn Spanish. Tardaré 20 minutos en terminar esta lista.
It'll take me 20 minutes to prepare this list.
No, to finish, no?
To finish this list.
Take me a little bit of time. It'll take me 20 minutes to finish this list. Tardaría más si tomara un descanso para café.
Tomar
un descanso para café.
Took a rest for a coffee.
¿Cómo se dice una pausa para café?
A break.
Coffee break.
A coffee,
Solo se dice eso. Coffee break or a tea break. The British may say, oh, it's a tea break. Nobody in the history of the United States has said tea break.
No?
No. The Americans aren't tea drinkers. They simply aren't. Well, there are a lot of people who drink tea.
Yes.
But the British, traditionally, are tea drinkers. The English, especially. Not for all the tea in China, but... We say a coffee break. Take a coffee break. Tardaría más. Has dicho woulda. 3 veces. Woulda is would have. Yo habría tardado más. Eso es tardaría. Tardaría más si tomara una pausa para el café.
It would take me longer if I took a break coffee.
A break coffee? ¿Qué es eso?
A coffee break.
I've never heard of break coffee. Try to translate that. Una pausa para el café. Un café para la pausa. All right. A coffee break. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny about the order of your adjectives. You say it's funny. For example, a bank branch es una sucursal bancaria. But a branch bank also. You can say it both ways. It's a bank branch. No, in English. Mm. You can say a branch bank or a bank branch. Although I think the correct way is a bank branch. But I usually say a branch bank. The opposite. And it's funny, you say Blancanieves. They would say Nieves Blancas. But you say Blancanieves. Mm-hmm. We say Snow White. The opposite. Blanca. Yes, it's a name. You remember Blanca?
Yes. Where is she? Do you know?
I don't know. I think she may be in Alicante.
Really?
Altet or something near Alicante, just south.
Haven't seen her for ages.
Yeah, neither have I.
She was such a nice person.
She went to China with her husband. Her husband is Chinese. And I think she converted to Christianity.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I know. She sent me a photograph of the baptism ceremony.
Uh-huh.
And there they baptized him in a little swimming pool. It was not sprinkling water on your head, no. It's in total immersion.
She jumped into the swimming pool.
Total immersion. Antes se decía total immersion para crash courses, learning English. Total inmersión en el idioma. Total immersion. But I haven't heard from her.
Yeah.
How do you say no tengo noticias suyas?
I haven't heard of her.
No. That's completely different. How do you say no tengo noticias suyas?
I haven't heard from her.
Good. All right. Now, if I say, I haven't heard of her,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't heard from her. Okay. Those two sentences, I haven't heard of her, and I haven't heard from her, are black and white different in their meaning. What's the meaning of I haven't heard of her?
Que nunca he oído hablar de esa persona.
No sé quién es. Do you understand?
Yes.
I haven't heard of her. I've taught this a lot. Have you ever heard of Dag Hammarskjöld? I always say the same person. Have you ever heard of Mickey Mantle? Have you ever heard of Mickey Mantle?
Yes. Yes, I have, I think.
No. You don't. No. Fine.
Did we talk about him the other day? Was he an actor?
No.
No.
So you've never heard of Mickey Mantle? Have you ever heard of Mickey Mantle?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You never heard of Mickey Mantle?
Okay.
Okay.
He was a baseball player.
Oh, yes. He was a very famous baseball player from Oklahoma. Yeah. Poor guy. He was
I've
so good.
I've heard of Joe DiMaggio. What's that?
Well, Joe DiMaggio, yes. Yeah. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Yes.
Our nation turns our lonely eyes to you. Joe DiMaggio with Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Was his first husband, wasn't he?
No, he was her second husband.
Oh.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe's... Monroe's first husband. All right. There's the first husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was brunette at that time.
Yes. I think she was a little bit redhead. Yeah. She was a redhead. If you put Marilyn Monroe's first cover photo, there, something. Her first cover photo was when she was, first photo, photo, factory. She was working in a factory. Yeah, I think it was this. You see.
Okay.
You see, this is during the Second World War.
Okay.
A photographer from the Los Angeles Times, or one of the newspapers. Decided to do an article about the women working in the factories, because the men were in the Pacific and in Europe in the Second World War. So a lot of the women were working in the factories. So he went into the factory to take photographs for the article. And he saw her.
Oh.
And so he said, wow, this is a very interesting photograph. And so she became kind of a model, you see. There she's very young. You see the color of her hair? It's kind of a reddish brown, you understand? How do you say it?
Reddish brown.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Pelirroja.
No, that's redhead or ginger. Reddish brown would be?
Castaño rojizo.
Castaño rojizo. O rojo castañazo? Yeah, and here she is with her first husband.
Mm-hmm.
He was a sailor boy. Yeah. So she had a very young, very innocent look.
Yes.
And she did later as well, but with bleach blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, interesting look. Interesting life.
Yes.
Yeah. And probably it's, you know, She became an icon, but because she died.
Yeah.
Young. Ask Sylvia how old she was when she died.
How old was she when she died?
I think she was about 33.
No.
No?
Ask Mamen.
How old was she when she died?
I think she was 35 or 31.
No.
No.
Come on, 35 or 31? Come on.
I don't remember. No.
All right,
36. And how old was she when she died?
She was 36.
Mm-hmm.
She was 36. All right. Ask me who, well, ask Sylvia who paid for the funeral.
Who paid for the funeral?
I don't know, maybe Arthur Miller?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Joe DiMaggio.
Yes, yes.
Joe DiMaggio paid for the funeral. And during his life, he paid for the delivery of a bouquet of flowers once a week. Or once every 3 or 4 days for the rest of his life. Ask me how long they were married.
How long were they married?
For only a year. Yeah. Well, ask me why they divorced.
Why did they divorce?
Masuve.
Why they get divorced?
Porque ya saltó ahora la verbo auxiliar.
Why did they divorce?
Divorce.
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 All right. Why did they divorce? Or why did they get a divorce? Those are the two ways. Why did they get a divorce? Why did they divorce? Why did they? Why did they? Why did they? Why did? She was still interested in doing a lot of movies, and some of them were a bit controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a conservative guy. But he loved her very, very much. But it was not viable.
Oh, okay.
The marriage was not viable. They were married. You know, the famous moment, the most famous photograph of Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe, man in the skirt.
Yes. The skirt, yes.
Manhattan, during that movie. Okay. Mm-hmm. This, filming this...
It took some...
It was called the La Tentación Vive Arriba.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the
it's very
movie.
Funny. It's very funny.
It's called the 7-Year Itch in mm-hmm. English. Now, they spent, I think it was Billy Wilder. Who was the?
Yes, Willie Wilder.
It was Billy Wilder. Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo? ¿Cómo has dicho?
Willie Wilder.
No, Willie, no.
No, Billy Wilder.
Billy.
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 Billy. Billy Wilder.
Billy Wilder.
All right. They spent about 4 hours trying to film that perfectly, because they had to wait for the subway to pass.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't contacting the subway. Now, send the train. No. No, they had to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And to do it just right. And there were about 1,000 people on the opposite side of the street watching.
Okay.
And this is why she was married to Joe DiMaggio. And he was the opposite. He said, my God. And so she loved this. but they finally divorced. Divorced. Why did they divorce? When did they divorce? Ask me when they divorced.
When did they divorce?
I don't know. Maybe in 1955. I'm making an educated guess. When did Joe DiMaggio... DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe divorce. Divorce. Oh, I can't write today. Okay. I don't know in what 1955.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nope, 1954. No, excuse me. They got married in 1954. Let's see. They wed in 1954, but I don't know when they got a divorce. But 1 year later.
1 year later.
All right. 1 year later. Ask me if I remember Joe DiMaggio.
Do you remember Joe DiMaggio?
As a player, no, because he retired 1 year or half a year after I was born.
Was he a good player?
Very, very good. One of the best in the history of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the bad luck that his career coincided with the Second World War. He and Ted Williams, who played for the Boston Red Sox, were two of the greatest players in the history of baseball whose statistics don't reflect that, because for 2 or 3 or 4 years they didn't play. They were in the war.
Mm-hmm.
They were soldiers or something. Ask Mommin if she's ever heard of Ted Williams.
Have you ever heard of Ted Williams?
No, I haven't.
All right, Ted Williams. Yeah. You've never heard of Ted Williams. He was a very good baseball player. Ask Sylvie if she's ever heard of Theodore Roosevelt.
Have you ever heard of Theodore Roosevelt?
Yes, I have.
Ask her if she's ever heard of William Jennings Bryan.
Have you ever heard of William Jennings Bryan?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Have you? Have you ever heard of William Jennings Bryan?
Maybe.
He was a very famous populist mm-hmm. politician, very religious, in the late 19th century and the early 20th century. All right. He was one of the two lawyers in the monkey trials.
Oh, okay.
And you remember the monkey trials.
Mm-hmm.
So ask Mommin if she's ever heard of Nancy Vaughn.
Have you ever heard of Nancy Vaughn?
Yeah, I think I have.
No, you have.
Oh, okay, your sister.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Ask Sylvia if she's ever heard of. Let's see. Ask her if she's ever heard of Brian Hyland.
Have you ever heard of Brian Hyland?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? You never heard of Brian Hyland? Okay, Brian Hyland was a very, very popular singer, pop singer in the early 1960s. Now, that's not the correct spelling. It's Konigriega. Now, YouTube, Eensy, Weenie.
Okay.
Bikini. Have you ever heard that song?
Yes.
All right. I can't remember how to spell it. Eensy, Itsy Beats. Well, I can't say it, but it was a very, very popular song. But his best song, A Long, Lonely Summer. Well, it's gonna be a long, lonely summer. But darling, I promise you this. Sealed with a kiss. Sellado. Sealed, Nacho. Sealed. Sellado con un beso.
Yeah, yeah.
Sealed with a kiss. Brian Hyland. Hyland con H-Y. Brian Hyland. It's a very pretty song.
Yes,
very, very pretty song.
It's a famous song.
Was it famous here?
Yes, quite.
Let's put it on if you have it. Put it. Do you have it? No, he doesn't have it yet.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer. Sealed with a kiss, guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. But I'll fill the emptiness, I'll send you all my dreams, every day in a letter. Sealed with a kiss, I'll see you in the sunlight. Hear your voice everywhere. I'll run to tenderly hold you, but darling, you won't be there. I don't want to say goodbye for the summer. Knowing the love we miss, oh, let us make a pledge to meet in September. Kiss.
All right. And seal it with a kiss. It's very, very romantic.
Yes, that's very. He was very much in love.
This was common in the States in my generation, that in the summertime when school ended, it was not so easy to see your schoolmates.
Yeah.
And often the families. So if you had a girlfriend, at the end of May, which usually is when the school ended in the States, you didn't see her again until September.
Yeah.
And because she was going to be sent to camps and things, summer camps, or going to live with the grandparents in another city and meet other boys, maybe, or other girls, et cetera, And so it was always nostalgic and said to fill the emptiness. It's interesting. It's going to be a cold summer.
Yeah.
You think of un verano frío.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily, the temperature's not cold.
Without her.
It says, I guess, supongo que va a ser, guess it's going to be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll fill the emptiness, el vacío. I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss.
We used to write letters, not anymore.
Yes. I have little cards that I will write if somebody sends me a letter. I receive letters.
Letters, yeah.
Especially from my girlfriend in Barcelona. You ever seen my girlfriend in Barcelona?
Margarita.
Yeah, Margarita. Ask me how tall she is.
How tall is she?
I think she's probably about 1.50 meters. Ask me how old she is.
How old is she?
I think she clarified the other day. I received a letter maybe a month ago. Said, by the way, I'm not 86, I'm 84. Okay, Nacho, please.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Una clase de inglés Vaughan no es igual que las otras clases de inglés. En una clase de inglés Vaughan el tiempo se optimiza al máximo. Cada minuto cuenta para tu empresa y cada minuto cuenta para tu inglés. Es una cuestión de pura matemática. Cuanto más practiques las estructuras esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado, comunicar con eficacia es un sine qua non del éxito. A través de las clases presenciales o clases de videoconferencia, Vaughan hará que marques la diferencia para tu empresa.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933-398-687, en Madrid en el 911-335-831.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? ¿También se puede decir yelmo histórico? ¿Cómo dice la máquina? Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.